Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but served entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If the commission member has conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So the first item on our agenda today are items of interest to the commission.
I do have one. I would like to invite J.D. Deschamps from Multnomah County up. He came to talk to you about the disposition of the Multnomah County Courthouse and the Gladys McCoy Building.
Great. Welcome, J.D.
Good afternoon. My name is J.D. Deschamps with Multnomah County. I'm the project manager for the new courthouse, and as many of you may remember, I was here to present. Oops, let me turn it off.
You say test.
Test? Oh, I'm live now. I was looking for the red light to come on. So I can start again if you'd like. J.D. Deschamps, Multnomah County. As many of you may remember, I presented on the courthouse last year. And if you go by, you'll notice that we have 6.5 floors built with another 10 to go. So we are making progress. Last Thursday, the Multnomah County Board of Commissioners voted to declare the county central courthouse and McCoy buildings as surplus, beginning a process to dispose of both properties. The county-owned buildings in downtown central business district are being replaced by new structures. Approval of the resolution to declare the building surplus, resulting in a minimum 60-day public comment period. And the county plans to open house on May 8th at 501 Southeast Hawthorne, between 5 p.m. and 6:30. I think that was probably one of the biggest items that I'm sure the commission wants to know about is the process for public involvement. And that's what this partially is about, to reach out to this commission. Our communications department is reaching out to other interested parties. And I know when I presented here, one of the first questions is, what is the county's plans for the courthouse? So we have a picture of the existing courthouse, which it was built between 1909 and 1914. It takes up a full city block. It has 39 courtrooms on 8 floors, 292,000 square feet, and is on the National Register of Historic Places. The Gladys McCoy Building, I can help with segues, is located at 426 Southwest Dark Street. It's a 10-story building. It houses the county's health department headquarters, and it takes up a quarter block. It was built in 1923 and has a gross building square footage of 112,000 square feet. I think that's really all I wanted to bring up. We just really wanted to make sure that you weren't surprised about the process, that it's out there, and that we are soliciting public input. The input can come into the open house, would be one way. If you go to the county's website, if you put in courthouse or McCoy building, there should be a link from the disposition to be able to provide comments, and they could also be mailed in. So we did, when we issued a press release last week, it also made it into the Oregonian and onto the news. So with that, I can stop and answer any questions.
Any questions?
So you said May 8th from 5 to 6:30?
Correct.
So that's for both buildings?
Correct. We're going to do it jointly just to see if anyone wants to talk about one or the other or both. And the chair will be there to, you know, listen and accept comments, and I expect the other commissioners to also pop in and out.
And we can also write a letter as well.
You can write a letter. You can probably, if you go to the county website, there is a form there. So you could provide comments on that, because that's part of the reason I'm here. I'm sure you have interest.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty exciting building that I think it's a pretty significant public building within the city. It obviously has some of its shortcomings, including the fact that I think it's a URM, isn't it? And I don't think it's been seismically reinforced anytime recently. I think that was one of the main reasons why the new courthouse building was being built. One of the things that I have some concerns about is just the process that the county intends to take to comply with ORS 358653, and that's the development of a preservation plan for properties that are going to be deacquisitioned, so to speak, from public ownership. And I was wondering if there's any thoughts where you are in terms of that line of thinking, in the terms of the development of such a plan. Does the county traditionally place any kind of an easement on the building to ensure its long-term preservation, kind of like what the GSA does for the federal buildings in the city?
Since the county has never disposed of one of their older buildings, this is sort of part of the new process, okay, which again is part of why I wanted to come here to start with you to make sure about that. We do have our full legal team who will be involved in all the ins and outs of what we need to do.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely think there are a broad range of options that are open to the county and or, you know, the other private developer who would be willing to acquire the property, the federal rehabilitation tax credit, the special assessment program, and there may be some other opportunities for creative tax breaks that developers are probably a lot more attuned to than I. But my hope is that the county develops the best marketing proposal possible or package possible, so that when a developer steps into a building like this, that it's a genuine opportunity and not kind of seen as an albatross. So.
And then we brought in CBRE, and they have been developing that. And one of the things about the building, as you can tell and know, is that it's a fascinating opportunity for redevelopment. And that's kind of where we are truly marketing it, is what can you turn it into? What can it be reimagined as? It's so big, though, that it might be multiple things. So we're kind of excited to see what it turns into. And its location is, it can't be beat.
Right. Sure. Right.
Little selling at the end.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and the only other thing I might add is, kind of following the GSA's model in terms of the way they approach their historic assets, is identifying kind of the key characteristics or components of the building that might be significant for folks as they are contemplating redevelopment. And usually the GSA develops a historic structures report to kind of prioritize, for instance, interior spaces that might be worthy of preservation. I've only seen the jury room, and so that's not, you know, it's not exactly the decorative highlight of the building, but there may be some other public spaces within the building that might be worthy of some creative opportunity. Let me put it that way.
One of the documents that we are including that's available for interested parties is a report that ARG prepared.
Oh, good.
Which went through the entire building looking at all of the historic elements so that we could note that, and that's available with CBRE. So we are totally looking through a lot of these details, because what we didn't really want is somebody who from out of state and out of town who comes in and says, oh, I can do, it's like, no, we have a certain way we do things in the city of Portland. We have certain expectations. Again, that's why we have the public outreach, why I'm here, we'll be doing more of this, trying to get out in front of it as much as possible.
Great.
And all of this will kind of be going back to CBRE to go, these are important things.
Yeah, great.
What is the Gladys McCoy building, what's the historic status of that?
Built in 1923, it is not on the National Register.
Is it a local?
No. It's on the HRI.
It is. Yes. Yes. Do we know what rank?
I don't, but I would imagine that it's ranked.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you for bringing this to our attention. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to incorporate many of your comments into a letter that can be officially submitted?
That's what I get for opening my mouth. Yep. Sure.
And the 60 days is from last Thursday?
I believe it's Friday.
Okay.
But I think the open house is, again, you know, that great opportunity, and we look forward to the letter.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Any other items of interest? The commission?
We do have the letter on vertical infrastructure in the right-of-way. We could talk about that at the end or now. And then I also just wanted to check in on retreat topics, specifically the conversation between old and new.
Okay.
At the end.
Okay.
So
URM letter, I just unearthed an incredible amount of information about incentives. I mean, it's almost overwhelming. And I have even more. So I don't know when we have a good time to discuss that. And I don't know, has the letter been sent? And then there's the hearing, and should we go to the hearing?
It was sent. We can supplement it.
I have all this information. What's the best way of passing it on? It doesn't have to be the letter. I don't know. So that's what it'd be nice to talk about.
I think Wendy had offered to go and testify.
Right.
So she might be the best person to convey that to, because maybe she can add it to a part of a public testimony. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
And I could testify too. I'm learning a lot, and I've unearthed a lot, and it was very interesting. And I spoke with a lot of the cities who had to implement this, and sort of what worked, what didn't work, and how they made it work. I just don't know if maybe the testimony is the best. Maybe it's better to go to the panel and talk to them directly. So I don't know what the best way of imparting this information is. I don't know if that's, anyway, to discuss at some point.
I think testimony is always good because it's in the record and then it can be referenced because it's written.
Whatever's the most productive. I also didn't want to be testifying and then they're creating these, you know, the plan. They've got this whole board coming up with these ideas, and it seems like we should be giving this information to them. I didn't want it to be cross paths. Whatever is the best way of getting information out and into policy, whatever that method is. I don't know.
What's the date on that again?
I believe it's May 9th. Okay. I can confirm.
There may not, that group may not be actually continuing to meet. But
I know. I don't.
Some of the lessons, particularly relating to the timelines and some of that, I read through a lot of what you sent out. I thought it was right on point with some of the points we were trying to make. So,
who was the planner who was in charge of that, who presented to us? I mean, maybe it's simply a matter of asking him, are these things that you guys have looked at as part of this panel? There was somebody who came and
Amit Kumar, the structural engineer.
Just asking and saying, you know, as part of our role in writing this letter, there's all this information, and then what would be the best way to get this? Well, maybe it would be helpful for them to go to, maybe that would be helpful for them to say, you guys need to have incentives in place. XYZ, this is what they did, this is what worked, and maybe that would be helpful. So anyway, I'm happy to send you a letter and just, or email and copy you and say, I'm wondering what's the best way to pass on this valuable information that I came up with.
Okay. Let me check in. I can check in with Amit tomorrow and see if he would like that information now as testimony, because you can also submit it just as your own self, as an individual.
Okay. I'm going to bullet it.
Okay.
Just very clearly, and then you can decide, and you could forward it to him so he knows what we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice job, Commissioner Foti, by the way.
That was great. Yes.
Thank you.
I can report at the end, too, on the DRAC subcommittee meeting that I went to. If you guys want.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
I also want to note that Annie went to one of the city's budget discussions and was able to make a pitch for funding the HRI. So that was really good that you did that. We'll see. But
thanks for writing the letter.
Okay.
All right, so I think we'll hold off on the discussion on the infrastructure letter and then the other topic until after the retreat agenda, until after the hearing, or not the hearing, but the DA. Okay, is that okay with my fellow commissioners?
That's good.
Okay. All right, so the second item on our agenda.